The water in the flamingo, otter, and alligator enclosures will get pretty murky once the waterfall and filters shut down. But in the biodiversity lab, there's a breeding program with tanks and filters that can't afford to lose power. Zoo CFO Nick DeHasia.
It has been a while, 24 hours. We had a few generators on site. We were able to obtain another four. The most critical here is obviously taking care of our animals at the zoo, and specifically these endangered frogs and toad species. So we have the mountain yellow-legged frog, we have the foothill yellow-legged frog, and the Puerto Rican crested toad, all critically endangered species that we need to ensure that they survive this power outage.
The generators will also preserve the produce and meat that make up 1,000 meals a day to feed these animals. In the zoo's reptile and amphibian discovery room, keeper Myra Daly watches out for three black tree monitor lizards from the Indonesian jungle who will have extra heat lamps but no lights connected to a generator.
And not just the monitors here, but also pretty much all the animals in the rad room will have some source of heat for the duration of the power outage.
At the Oakland Zoo, Holly Kwan, KCBS.